Texas Twists, an essential guide to Texas law M&A issues. What we're really going to talk about is how, on the selected issues, the laws of Texas, Delaware, and New York are different and where they are the same. We have picked a handful of topics because we have only 45 minutes to talk, and we realize that if we talk too long, we're going to be cutting into your whiskey time. We are going to try to move very quickly through this. So our first topic is best efforts. Brad, can you do that?
I'll do that. If you want to start a good lawyer fight, just start arguing about what best efforts means. I bet you with a little Irish whiskey and a discussion of best efforts out there, we could probably get a good fist fight going before this is all said and done. This panel itself probably spent a third of our prep call talking about what best efforts means. So this is obviously a clause that says a party will use best efforts to do something, whether it's to get all the consents necessary to consummate a sale of a business or whatever it is. There isn't a lot of case law out there, and the case law that is out there is kind of all over the place. But there are some guidelines, I think, that we can follow and can maybe help us out in our drafting.
You said there was disagreement on the panel. Are you suggesting that although there's no case law, that there is actually some acrimony among lawyers and some differences of opinion, and that you're going to have a hearty negotiation?
I've been party to negotiations where we spent more time arguing over what best efforts meant versus commercially reasonable efforts than we spent negotiating the whole indemnity section of the agreement. So you betcha, and especially if you've got a New York lawyer on the other side, with apologies to any of those who are from there down here joining us today.